If someone's been sick for a long time, you might say, and he doesn't seem to be getting any better, you might say, it seems what? He'll never pull through.
Yes, never pull through is one expression that's used. Let me see.
Would you say it seems like or it seems as if?
Seems like he'll never recover.
And if we're going to, somebody wants to go to town and you refuse to go by yourself, you say, I won't go what he goes to.
Without your,
Without he goes?
Let me get that now, if I can get that separated, right?
I won't go unless he goes, or I won't go without he goes.
I won't go without he goes.
Okay. And if you had a choice of doing two things, you said, I did this
instead of doing the other.
All right, and if someone became a member of the church, you'd say he what the church? He joined.
Well, in other words, he united himself with the church, or yeah. He joined the church.
Sure, and the supreme being that you pray to is?
Is God our creator.
All right, and the minister preached a?
Wonderful sermon, or?
All right, you call that a sir what?
A sermon.
All right, and the organ played the mute.
The music, let's see, the organ, organist played. Played the organ, or a piano, whatever.
And that's the music.
Yeah.
Did you say music? I think you did.
Well, I didn't, but I will. I say, yeah, the organ played the music.
Okay. And then the enemy of God is down below.
Is Satan.
Well, tell me some other names you've heard for him.
Lucifer.
Yeah.
The devil.
Okay.
Let me see, Hades, I guess, is a place of abode.
Yeah, right. How about, you might say to children, you better watch out or who's going to get you?
Oh, the devil.
Okay, did you ever say the booger man?
Yeah.
Now, is the booger man the same as the devil?
Yeah, it's the same expression. And the booger man, get them if they didn't behave.
Okay. And then, if these things there might be an old house in the neighborhood that people are afraid to go into, and they say that house is
haunted.
All right, and what's supposed to be in that house?
Well, it's supposed to be imagination, or either empty house, or it could be a deserted house.
Okay, would they ever say a ghost, or?
We'd have to say.
Or hands?
Yeah.
Hands or ghosts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That house was haunted would be all right.
Okay. But they would call those things that are supposed to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
You'd say, I'll do this if you insist, but I'd really not do it.
Yeah, I'd rather not do it.
Okay.
I'd just rather not
do it. Okay, and if someone had a whole lot of land, you might say he has a what of land?
Well, quite a bit.
Would you ever use right smart in that?
Yes, right smart is used.
And would that be used for anything other than land?
Yes, if it was a bunch of other things, be a heap or a lot of it.
How would you say hello to a stranger? If someone came up here and I introduced you to someone, an adult, and I said, this is Mr. Jones, and what might you say to him when you shook hands with him?
I'm so glad to know you.
Okay. And if someone came, a visitor came, and when they were leaving, you might say, come.
Come again.
Okay.
Right.
And how would you greet somebody on December 25th?
The Christmas greetings, the hello there.
Do you ever say Merry Christmas?
Oh, sometimes.
Say what?
Merry Christmas.
And how about Christmas gift? Was that ever used?
Oh, yes, Christmas presents, Christmas gifts.
All right, and how about on the 1st of January?
January the 1st, I guess New Year's Day.
Okay, and you ever say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year,
And if someone did you a favor, you might say, I'm much